שלום לכם, תודה שאתם מצטרפים.
Hello and thanks for joining us on the New Life Show with Dr. Michael Lightman. Hello, Dr. Lightman. Hello, everyone. And today we'd like to talk to Dr. Lightman about the anxiety of going back to normal. Dr. Lightman, the word anxiety lately became a part of our normal life. Came the corona and made us or gave us a kind of an anxiety that we weren't familiar with. On the one hand, we were afraid about our health. We're afraid about not having enough money. We're afraid about losing our job. We're afraid about everything. The entire world was like shook up. And gradually, this period is coming to an end. People are starting to go back to normal. And after these a month of, let's call it, emergency that we were sitting at home and everything came to a stop. Now, many people, as we're going back to normal, are feeling anxiety. Now, it's complicated. Sure, there are people that are happy and say, thank God that that it's over, in short. There were people that, after 2 months, that they had no idea whether they're going to go back to work or not, are now coming back to work, so they're happy. I want to put them aside. I want to talk about that person who had a certain routine. It stopped for 2 months. It ended now. He's told, come back, and he's afraid. He's afraid of what's going to happen when we're going back to normal, to routine. What characterizes this anxiety? What are we actually afraid of? There are many reasons for that anxiety that people feel. Women, men, older, younger. Because all in all, this period during which I looked at everyone, and everyone was disconnected from the life that we're used to. So this period, it made a certain change in us, in our attitude toward life. We're no longer the people that we were only 2 or 3 months ago, before the corona, before we were confined to our homes, before the quarantine. There are many questions. Is it worthwhile going back to how things were? Maybe we could live life differently. We tasted a calmer life in our family. We got to know our children and our spouse. It's a kind of life where suddenly I started feeling the family nest, that I have something, and not that I'm simply working in order to come back in the evening, go to sleep, and in the morning run back to my place of work. It's a real problem. Therefore, today, we are in a different state. I would explain to people that we're living in a new era. We're in a new reality, where today we have to get to know our life from the perspective of our ability to build our life differently. That we were like little egoistic children that fought all the time. And this is how we built our life. Everyone building their own fortune or life on the ruins of the other, to be proudful in the eyes of others, like we see it in classrooms, at school, that there's always competition, and there's tension in the air all the time, kids living in stress. I think that went by, that we have to reach a different life. And this is what the coronavirus is demanding of us. For us to reach a state where we will start living a life together in mutuality, because nature can't stand it. Ecology, we're living in the last moments before the planet is about to explode from everything that we're doing, from the disbalance that we're causing, that it's in real turmoil. With all the things, all the figures that we discover and the facts that we didn't discover yet, that really it could explode from the inside. We see what we're causing. And so I think that we have to really think things through and understand. How should we live our life differently, in a normal way, like we tell our children? Don't fight, play nicely, build something together, help each other, and you'll have a good life. Why fight all the time? And we see that children, because they have the evil inclination, they don't want to hear it. Once we leave them, they start fighting again. The same with us, humanity. After our development of thousands of years, this is how we're behaving. So it's good for us to listen to nature and to bring ourselves to a good and nice connection. And then we will enjoy life. And even though that some of us will want to go back to our work and businesses, and some won't, we have to examine, because most of our businesses, most of our engagements, according to what scientists say, up to 80% of our engagements are such that we're doing only in order to be proudful over others, that we're destroying the atmosphere, the planet, everything. So what do we need these engagements for, these businesses? Instead of that, we could be engaged in something good, nice, pleasant, give the younger generation a good education, and all together. Why do we have to work so many hours and burn fuel and time to work, from work, connecting here, there? Let's calm ourselves down. Let's think things through. We are going back to those businesses and engagements only to those that the whole of humanity needs, and those that aren't necessary for the whole of humanity, it's forbidden for us to open them altogether, because by it we only destroy ecology. So what for? For someone to have more money and for someone less, in order to be proud, to be in competition, what for? We'll divide, we'll share. We started handing out some money, so let's see, let's learn. We can rest, we can go to the beach, raise our children, do something about ourselves. To me, it sounds perfect. But before we go to this place that you're telling us about, I want to ask about the anxiety. Every time there is some kind of change in our routine, going back to routine makes a person feel anxious. For example, you can allow yourself a vacation abroad with your family for 2-3 weeks. You're about to come back. You feel anxious. You had fun. You enjoyed yourself. You know that tomorrow you have to go back to the office, and it's pressuring. Or there's a war. Every 1 or 2 years here in Israel, we have some kind of big operation, some war. You were sent After this, you have to go back to routine. Every time there is some kind of change in your reality, it's accompanied by anxiety. This anxiety that people feel now in going back to routine after the corona, is it only a kind of, because we're lazy, we don't feel like going back to our normal life? It's like kids that don't want to go back to school after the summer break. Are we in this situation like those kids? Do we have to grow up because we have to go to school? Is it a bit different than what we're experiencing now? I don't think that it's much different than kids. And besides, we simply don't understand what kind of life are we supposed to go back to. And the coronavirus will teach us what are we supposed to go back to? And we're going to go back to a good, correct life. Many times when a person is afraid of going back to something like after vacation or something, a week goes by, 2 weeks go by, life forces them to go back to routine, and the fear and anxiety disappear. Is this what's going to happen to us now? That after a week or two, a person goes back to the office, to whatever he's doing, and again, he gets used to the routine that he forgot about. And a month, two, he'll forget about this anxiety? I hope not. I hope not. I hope that these fear and anxiety will leave people because they're going back to a different life. Like I said, they're starting to look at their life, understanding that that life was hell. They don't want to go back there. What did they have there? Only competition, fights like children at school, in the yard. And now they want a different life. They want a tranquil life, a life of equality, for everyone to have the same ability to grow, to evolve, develop. Why do we have to be in competition all the time? We're throwing away 80% of what we make. Everyone has, I don't know, entire closets full of rags. What do you need it for? You go into some shop, there's a sale all the time. What do we get out of it besides destroying the ecology, the atmosphere, everything? Therefore, I think that people have to think, what are they living for? And to understand that the corona isn't going anywhere until we will reach balance. The reason for all illnesses is disbalance, and we cause it by this egoistic attitude of ours toward the forces of nature, towards ourselves. How can we take the anxiety that we feel now from going back to routine and to turn it into a constructive force? What can make this or turn this anxiety into something that can improve our life? We have to turn our place of work into a place of challenge. A person that loves his work, that for him it's not work, it's an adventure, it's a challenge, then he's happy to go back to that, because for him it's, let's call it, artistry. Whereas people that for them it's routine, that they have no idea why, what for, what's the use of all of these things. This is how it is, because everyone works, they have to work too, so it's a real problem. I'd leave these people at home. They can't stay at home. They won't have money. They'll have money. You have to hand out livelihood. You have to give people a basic income, even though that they just it's better for them to stay at home instead of ruining our planet. It's a change in the concept of our economic models. But it's happening. We see that this is how it is. Look, I don't think that in a week or two there will happen such changes that will allow me to sit at home and get some basic income. Today, we're giving out many such things, you know. According to our calculations, we have to pay those using electricity, pay those using water. To the contrary, we have reached a state where there is a different attitude. A different attitude to the customer, because without the customer, the entire chain that we're making can't work. And therefore, it's not like you're thinking. Today, we're starting to think differently. That work isn't necessarily work. A person lives his life. He raises his children. He builds good relations in society. This is his work. Not necessarily that he has to make something. We don't need clothes and food and all these things. We only need a good attitude for us to correctly share it between everyone. I'll be happy to live in this kind of world, but in the meantime, I have other problems in life. We have just one problem, that we don't have the right connection between us, that we can't do it this way. But it's not a problem of clothes or food or services. There you have no problems. You have enough for everyone. The only problem is that we are directly making it so that these will suffer, those won't, this like this, that's like that. In terms of the concept, I completely identify with what you're saying. But again, I want to ask about where I am right now. What should I think about now, or what should I tell myself in order to relieve myself a bit from the anxiety on my way back to routine, because in the meantime, I have to go back to the office, and it's really pressuring. How can I somehow move this anxiety aside so I can function properly? Only by trying to change your attitude toward others, to benefit, to warm the atmosphere up between people. What do you mean when you're saying to change the attitude, warm things up? That if we change the kind of connection between us for it to be warmer, more courteous, more heartly, then we won't be afraid of anything. If we will really get up tomorrow morning in such a way that I go to work and I happily meet the people there, and I'm going for, I'm working only part-time, and so does everyone else, that we start taking into account how do we work, how do we make our work on this planet balanced, in a balanced way, so we don't explode our planet with the different things that we make, poisons. Were I to tell you, Dr. Lightman, look, I'm afraid of going back to the routine that we had before the corona, but I want to flow with you and depict a different picture of good routine. Like you said, that I'll get up in the morning and I'll gladly go to my place of work. Let's depict a different world. Let's even relieve ourselves of the question of how can we do it, but let's just depict this picture. What does a good routine look like? What is a person's day like in a good routine? He knows that he's making things that humanity really needs, and that he is giving humanity their basic needs, things that they really need. And therefore, he's satisfied, he's content with it. And whatever he receives in return for his work, it doesn't matter where does he work, what does he make, but it's because he needs to sit at home and for him to get everything that he really needs. What kind of emotions fill our heart with a good and calm routine? What do I feel there? You feel balanced. You feel that you have a good attitude toward everyone, that there is a place for you on this planet, that you, as a creature that's living on this planet, are not doing harm to the planet. To the contrary, you are a part of humanity, the man of the family, some kind of expert at work in society. So, in everything, or to everything, you bring balance, especially in the relations between people, where the evil inclination acts especially at work everywhere, that we have to balance out this evil inclination, like a mom telling her children, stop fighting, be friends, be good kids, that's it, that's all you need. This is how nature, by the coronavirus, turns to us and says, like a mom, start getting along. You can live a good life. Stop fighting all the time. And again, you want to go back to your life in order to fight even more, to have even more wars. What for? What are you getting as a result? You're destroying our home. Up until now, you talked a lot about nature. In nature, not in society, but in nature. Is there such a reality of routine that is good and balanced? Yes, according to the laws that we know, we have to be balanced and not to take from nature things that we don't need, but only according to what we need, like animals, like the still, the vegetative, and the animate. They're getting from nature only what they need in order to exist. We want more, because we have an ego, something that they don't have. And so we have to understand, what do we have to take from nature as human beings, so it won't be more than what we really need. So, wherever we are, we have to see, are we coming out of our, are we falling out of balance? So we'll be balanced, no more and no less. And this is the golden line where we have to learn how can we pass in our life through the middle line of nature, that we don't destroy anything, but to the contrary, that we take whatever we need from nature and we give back what we don't. And then we won't need to start making different things that, you know, are destined to fall apart in 2 or 3 years. Well, you're familiar with all of these things. You know how we behave. Our behavior will be, in regard to ecology, correct. You're talking about ecology a lot. When I say ecology, I'm not only talking about our attitude toward the still vegetative and the animate, toward our planet. What I mean is also the relationships between us on the human level, the air between us. What do we fill it with? What kind of relations do we have? How do we take care of ourselves? How do we teach ourselves in order to fill the relations between us, the air between us, in a way that it won't be bad for everyone, in a way that it won't pass these germs on to each other, these viruses? So, focus me, please. The change that will allow us to deal with the anxiety, our anxiety of going back to work, how do I gradually get rid of it in order to be able to function in a balanced way without anxieties? If I know that I leave my house, to a place where I learn how to be balanced with others, and by that to know how to cause nature, the nature around us, how to bring it to balance, then I will be happy to do this, because by that I improve my life, my family life, the life of the world. Meaning the key to getting rid of anxiety is coming closer to a more balanced life? Yes. And this more balanced life, it depends on what? On what parameters? What do I have to examine in order to come one step closer to balance? To learn? Simply everyone has to sit and learn. We don't need to work 10, 12 hours a day. We first of all have to learn how to build such a network of connections between us so that everyone will know how to treat others favorably, nicely, in order to build a correct, good system of relationships between us that will benefit all of us. It sounds like the life that you see after the corona is beautiful. I promise you that we will get blows and they will systematically, even if we won't want to, but through the blows, we will reach this kind of behavior, this kind of order. And if not this virus, then the next one. It's going to be a series, a routine that will not leave us. And if we won't want to, we'll still have to do it. It's like what nature wants to force us to advance to a better life. Of course, nature's response works on all levels, on all of our levels, also on the intellectual level. We'll understand that we have to keep the balance, and balance with nature brings us to a much higher degree than the one that we're on right now. Dr. Lightman, this is beautiful. Our time's up. Thank you very much. Till next time, all the best.